So coming up now on CITR, we are live broadcasting a show here in our CITR lounge. It's very fun. If you're at UBC, you should come by and check it out. They're about to play. This is Dilly Dally from Toronto. And you guys ready to go? I think we should get it started. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in, everyone. And I will be back on the show this time next week. See you later.
whole being in a band thing.
Yeah.
night. It's my turn.
1, 2, 3!
Oh, what a night. Late December back in...
All right, y'all, it's the night you've been waiting for. CITR 101.9 FM's first karaoke night of the year. Do you want to belt out that jammer from 1993 that you've been reserving in your notes on your phone for a special day in which karaoke is being presented by the campus and community radio station? Or do you want to just watch other people rock out to weird tunes and enjoy the spectacle from a distance? Either way, come down to Kerner's Pub on the UBC campus this Wednesday, October 28th at 8 p.m. for a free karaoke party and a guaranteed wild time with your pals from CITR.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And if you have been tuned in, then you just heard a live in-studio performance from Toronto rock group Dilly Dally on Buzz Records. The band is filing over single file into the studio now to sit down for a chat, and hopefully we can hear some good song requests, etc. For now, let's hear a track from the Beverleys, their label mates on Buzz Records, and then we'll have a chat with Dilly Dally here on CITR 101.9. And here we are, in studio, live CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm joined by four members of Dilly Dally. Don't have to wear the headphones. Makes you look more professional if you want to.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so now you look like you know what you're doing.
Now looks I look like I'm in the music video with Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow.
I don't get the reference. I'm sorry. Not
well, because that music video is just them in a studio.
What song is it?
With stuff like this, with headphones on and stuff.
Picture.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it looks like I know what I'm doing. Looks like two of you know what you're doing. And just
we can share headphones.
Sitting here chatting. Okay. So Dilly Dally, from all the way from Toronto, how is everybody doing? You want to maybe go around quickly, introduce yourselves, and mention what you do in the group.
Cool. I'm Katie, and I sing and talk a lot and play rhythm guitar.
Jimmy Tony, bass and haircut.
And I'm Ben, and I play drums and talk when I feel like it.
Yeah. I'm Liz, and I play the lead guitar, and I don't talk.
You don't talk, okay. Well, it's too bad, because I was going to ask you a question right at the bat. So we were just listening to the Beverleys, another group on Buzz Records, which is the label that you are all on. And you mentioned their new record, Brutal, has somebody on the cover that you know. Do you want to...
Yes, a model that I used to work with.
Is that how close-knit the Toronto music scene is? Or is that just blowing it out of proportion?
Definitely. I mean, I think people who kind of are into the same kind of music and stuff end up finding each other wherever they are. Mm-hmm. So the community or the, you know, that we're kind of a part of, yeah, that does feel pretty close-knit. It's like West End, Toronto, a lot of those bands on Buzz Records or some other labels as well, like, you know, Hand Drawn Dracula and other record labels and stuff.
Telephone Explosion.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
Great.
So, yeah, and then there's like the, for example, the DuPont and Dufferin jam space. There's like this kind of rehearsal factory or whatever with all these rooms, these small gross rooms, and we'll go in there to practice, and we'll hear the Beverleys in one room, and we'll hear Metz in another room, and mm-hmm. Weaves playing upstairs. They've got the nice room, assholes, and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, we definitely are brushing shoulders with some lovely rock bands.
How's it? What do you have to do to get to the top floor and get the good room in the jam space?
Oh my God, I don't know. You need to have been playing music for a really long time.
I think you just have to know the person who has it already, and you can be like, hey, so can we go in on this with you?
So are you getting...
Yeah, they share that room with Sloan, too.
Okay, so that's...
Oh. Okay.
Ooh, Sloan. See, we don't know level. Sloan.
Top level. Yeah.
Actually, I think someone in Sloan came into Liz's bar once. That's the only way we know Sloan.
Sometimes they have DJ nights. Well, they used to have DJ nights at my bar, and they sucked, so we stopped doing it.
Because
it was just like a bunch of like older guys drinking two drinks and playing like nostalgic music and it sucked. So.
So that's not a dig at Sloan. That has nothing to do with
Sloan.
No,
it's their friend. It's a dig at their friends.
All right. Well, one thing that could help, that puts you in the right direction, is putting out a record. And you all have a brand new record called Soar. Do you want to maybe talk about that a little bit? And how it's gone so far.
Sure. Jesus Christ, the chair almost folded in on me. Am I allowed to swear on this station?
No,
answer there is no. Well, then let me explain the record without swearing. There you go.
I can put a content warning and then we can go.
That's what it is. That's how best sums up the record, censored version. But honestly, though, yeah, this album has years and years of you know, ideas inside it. So it's something that Liz and I have been working on for 6 years, but particularly in the last year with Tony and Ben, with Jimmy, Tony, and Ben. It's really come to life, especially. So I don't know, that's it. We just care a lot about it. It's like our baby. And it feels really good to put it out, and we're just really happy with the great response. Mm. Yeah.
Great. How do you feel about being on Pitchfork? Did you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal, but it is annoying as well because they seem to like dictate the conversation around music sometimes, and it becomes almost too big of a deal to do that. But I don't know what your reaction to that is.
I mean, I think Pitchfork has a thing that they do, and I think that thing they do is cool. But there's a lot of other really great publications out there as well. It's funny. I mean, to some people, I think it's like still, you know, it's a certain kind of a group of people that follow that website. Like, it's not the biggest thing in the whole world, you know what I mean? Mm. But definitely, I think they put a lot of thought into some of the things they put on their site, which is great. And Laura Snapes, the journalist who wrote about our record, she's just a fucking, she's an amazing writer. So that was really cool. So props to Laura Snapes. All right. People should read stuff that she writes.
Great. So we're not in Toronto right now. We're in Vancouver. You're all on a tour. What are the expanses of the tour, and how long has it been going thus far?
Oh, this mic.
Yeah, robotic arms, they're tough to get used to.
We started in New York. Did about a week of shows at CMJ.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say for CMJ. Yeah. How was that?
It was really fun. Yeah. We played a lot of awesome shows and met a lot of awesome people and did some radio things too, which was really fun. It was really busy. Mm. And then we went to Chicago and then went back up to Winnipeg and made our way over here. And then we're going down the coast tomorrow, starting tomorrow. Yeah. Cool.
And you have a show here tonight. You want to talk about that? I just thought of this. Could you sneak somebody on the guest list if we were to do a giveaway?
Contest?
Try to get someone to call in. If you want a contest.
Sure.
Sure? Okay.
Yeah, but only one spot, though. I mean, sorry, we got a lot of friends in Vancouver for some reason. I don't know why.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
I don't want to just give it away.
No, we can do one spot, one special right. spot with the... Well, I don't know. I don't even know how many spots we have. This is a very on-the-spot question.
Yeah. We can think about it. What we'll do...
We'll think about it. We'll have one meeting.
What we'll do... I've got some Hussy lined up. We're going to play some Hussy.
Excellent.
Yes. It is excellent. we're going to play Milk Jug. And then I'm going to get some song requests from the four of you. And we'll play some more music and chat about it, see if we can do a giveaway. If not, we're going to cut that and take it away from everybody. And that's totally fine. And then we'll have more to say on the other side. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9, Dilly Dally, live in studio.
Tervetuloa viis!
Tervetuloa Tampereen indie-levykeskus Tykebos! Tuli klubin avalta 30 CMX! Radiopuhelimen! No means no! Kärälästä! Maatosta! Fuusiojatsia! Mummoja!
Small boys!
Käskiviikka!
30. päivä 5.
Tuli kamari!
Have you heard the news? The dead walk. Do you hear that sound? Do you hear that sound? Like fingers scratching underground. Do you hear that sound? That slamming door. How do you hide from something you have found? You hear that sound? That scratching sound? Is it better to be lost or found? You can't ignore it. You can't talk it away. You can't drink it away. You can't fuck it away.
Still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM and Dilly Dally, y'all hanging in there?
Oh, yeah.
It's boiling in here, but you're toughing it out.
Great.
We just heard some No Means No. Want to talk about No Means No a bit? Why you may have recommended them?
Well, just in, in honor of British Columbia, Canada, being here in Vancouver, I love No Means No. One of my band we toured with in the summer with Metz, one of my favorite Metz shows was when they opened for No Means No, and John Wright is one of my favorite drummers, and I thought it was appropriate. So there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good enough. Before that was Hussey off their first release, the self-titled EP, Milk Jug. Any interesting stories about Hussey or anybody in Hussey?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We just played with them in Calgary. And, they're just finishing their tour and we're just starting up. And, of course, we're all besties. We're all such good friends. We love each other. It's gross. And when we played in Calgary, for some reason, after the we all played, you know, after the bands played, there was some karaoke. That's karaoke good. Is something that, like, we've even cited as one of our influences.
I think it's almost should be a requirement of any rock bands.
Maybe. I mean, you know.
Have good karaoke training.
I don't think there's any rules in rock music. But I enjoy your enthusiasm about it. And so there's karaoke that night. And that's it. We just kind of lost it. We went mental with Hussey. Totally took over the place. Everybody who was there for the show just left. And if you wanted to follow either bands on Instagram, we might have some behind the scenes,
incriminating photos.
Well, we have some actual little videos there of members of both bands doing karaoke. Liz slaying at a Madonna song, and I don't know what song Brandon did in Hussey, but Brian Adams, he did.
So Canadian, Brian Adams.
The fellow Canadian.
That's good. Pay tribute. Do you have any go-to karaoke songs for any of you?
I know Ben's is Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
That's solid. You want to do it right now on the spot? A cappella?
No.
We'll
need
else
a million bucks.
We can't quite provide that.
But you guys are a university radio station.
Yeah, I know. We try to keep our treasury secret to
that's
the
fair.
Outsiders. Yeah, we're in the basement, but there
Where's
is
the
a
money.
We're in the basement, but there is a lower level with the vault, the great vault,
the LLL,
the triple L. Yes. But what we can do, well, what we might be able to do is do a ticket giveaway for the show tonight.
Oh, yes, we can.
Maybe. You're playing at Media Club tonight with Milk.
Oh, yes, we are.
The artist.
Yes, we are.
The artist formerly known
that
as.
That is correct.
The artist formerly known as Watermelon and a Vancouver group. Could have one spot left on the guest list. So we're just going to see if anybody wants it. You can call into the station, 604-822-2487. It's UBC CITR if you use the letters instead of the numbers on your phone. Do you have a question you might want to give?
Yeah, if you can answer the question, the answer to this question, how many records has Sloan put out? Okay, no, don't answer that question.
How many records has Sloan put out?
Never mind. I don't know the answer to it. What do the listeners hear? I don't want anyone to get it wrong.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if someone calls and gets it wrong and they're the only
person that
calls.
How about this? What is the name of one of our singles?
Sure. Okay. that can work. We'll do that.
You know, but if you get it wrong, that's okay. We'll still give you the ticket.
Yeah. And you can't say the one that we're thinking of.
Okay. All right. That'll work. Think about it. 604-822-2487, and you could find yourself going to Dilly Dally Show tonight.
Going
to the Media Club.
They won't
to
regret
see
it.
They will not. No.
No way.
So I've got a song by Eagles, not the Eagles, Eagles lined up, as in Eagles, G-U-L-L-S. From Scotland, you say?
From somewhere?
No, they're from Leeds.
Leeds.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other fun nuggets about this group?
I saw them open for Mets at North by Northeast. Not the last one, but the one before that or something. I think that was it, yeah. I saw them open for Mets and blew my mind. And now we're on the same label as them in Europe and America.
Great. All right, this song is called Tough Luck by Eagles. We're live in studio with Dilly Dally on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. Oh, and call in 604-822-2487.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. It happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 2 is happening this Tuesday, October 27th, featuring Atlanteans, Owl Scowl, and Skyote. Cover is $5 at the door and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
That is correct. Shindig is starting again. Started back up last week, and week two tonight at Pat's Pub. It's a pretty good venue for it, I think. Always discover strange new groups. And sometimes you're excited, sometimes you're not so stoked about what you're seeing. Anyhow, come out tonight to Pat's Pub to see three young bands. CITR 101.9, you're listening to, well, there's actually no show typically in this hour. My name is Andy Resto. I host a couple of shows on air. I host one called The Burrow on Mondays and coordinate a show on Thursdays called Muzak for the Observant from 2 to 3, where this week, most likely, you can hear a rebroadcast of what we heard earlier this afternoon. Long-winded way of getting back to the fact that Dilly Dally is in studio with me, and they played a live set at the top of the hour for us here. So you can hear that again on Thursday. How did you guys feel about that? How was the experience?
Felt great.
Yeah, I had fun.
Blew some steam. Some much-needed steam.
Needed to blow some steam?
Yeah, I'm so pissed off at all my bandmates. I'm kidding. They're all just actually angry at me. And I feel guilty all the time because I don't drive.
Okay. Do we want to get into these?
No, let's not talk about it.
Could get heated.
Well, just the guilt will start rushing in again.
So you are on a international tour and playing here tonight at the Media Club. We mentioned there is a guest spot available, one spot if you call in 604-822-2487. You've got 8 minutes, so call in. You can see Dilly Dally live if you missed them on air today. And also, it would be better than it was on air, I'm sure. I'm sure you guys didn't pull out all the stops this afternoon.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so much better.
I still got steam.
You got some steam to blow off? Okay.
No question. There's something different when you're in a room full of people and that's everything's true. Really loud and everyone's doing whatever they feel like.
You're not in a fishbowl cage type situation.
Yeah, and you're not in a, you know, office.
Sure, yeah, people wandering around in a cafeteria. Trying to actor.
It did sound great in there, though. Yeah, I felt like it sounded good.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just being a dick. I mean, it really sounded lovely, and the vibes here are very chill.
All right. We listened to Big Ups before coming back. Any anecdotes about Big Ups from New York, NY?
We love those guys. We toured with them in the summer, and They're really funny dudes, and they're really fun to hang out with, and they were just lovely letting us. Joe and Brendan let us crash their apartment when we were playing CMJ last week. Was that last week already?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, and yeah, they're just the loveliest dudes. We think they're great.
We love him. We want to give him a hug and a squeeze every day if we could. And, you know, that's what it is. It's all about being in a band, sticking together with your friends, other people who are slugging it out just like you. There's camaraderie. And we hope to play many shows with Big Ups in the future. And all the bands that we have played today here on CITR Radio.
Well done. Well done. It's 2:55. We've got 5 minutes. Any concluding statements? Any grandiose philosophical questions that you have pondered on the road that you want to reveal?
Am I, like, really here right now? I don't even know.
Well, all I have to say is that if you don't call in for this guestless spot, it's your loss.
You're missing out.
You're missing out.
Did anybody memorize the number that I've been spouting?
604-828. There's no longer at.
Close.
And if you guys, if you call in too, I mean, it doesn't even matter if you don't know who the band is. Think about it. You could call in, get the guests a spot, not even show
it's
up.
It's just like rock music.
Who
man.
Cares?
All right. 604-822-2487.
What else are you doing anyway?
It's a Tuesday.
Like Vancouver. Come on, switch it up every once in a while. Step out of your regular routine.
All right. We'll close with that. 604-822-2487. You got a couple minutes. Don't have anything lined up, so I pulled out this. Is there a song?
That thing?
Yeah, that thing. Is there a song, if we wanted to conclude with a song from your new record, that... maybe you won't be playing tonight. That would be good to air to close out the show.
That we won't be playing tonight?
Well, unless you're playing the whole thing, then just
you know what?
Song.
Yeah, put on Ice Cream. Put on the second last song on the record there.
Right.
It kind of closes up. It's one of the closers, you know. We don't play it live yet.
All right. So we're going to hear Ice Cream from Dilly Dally to finish things off this week. Thank you all for coming in. It was great. And for bearing with me in studio and chatting.
Thank you, man.
Good luck tonight with the show and the rest of the tour.
Still the same, but I let it me and shine.